Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. Got Jim McKinney and myself, Big Al. Want to talk a little bit about some of the wonderfully interesting press that Dr. Fauci, Tony Fauci, is getting. Jimmy, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, sure. There's some interesting lack of press on one hand from a number of emails and information that was taken by The Intercept from through FOIA, Freedom of Information requests. It identifies that Dr. Anthony Fauci and the his National Infectious Agency for or National Agency for Infectious Disease funded gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab in China to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, this contradicts completely his testimony to Senator Rand Paul just recently in front of Congress, in front of the Senate. What is interesting about it is The Intercept, it appears, was attempting to validate Fauci's statements that they did not fund gain-of-function research. But when they got over 900 records through the FOIA request, they found out that, in fact, he had funded gain-of-function research. And the sad thing is that the White House and Press Secretary Jen Psaki has actually doubled down and said, oh, he didn't actually mean that research. It was other research. However, he's going to face, if the public and the Department of Justice will follow through with any legal action, contempt of Congress and potentially a five-year fine. Now, here's the interesting part about it. The Intercept's a leftist progressive paper, you know, information outlet. They published it because, wow, this was a shock. But very few other mainstream media press outlets have picked up the story. ABC, NBC, CBS, none of them ran with it. CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, and Washington Post have been quite silent about it. And it really goes to the credibility of Dr. Fauci. It goes to the most important thing that has impacted this planet over the last few years, and that is the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus, and what happened in the Wuhan lab and what was going on with U.S. government funding that potentially was involved in taking the kinds of risks that that have led to absolute tragedy around the world and literally millions of people dying.
So there is a possibility that Fauci may have had something to do with it through his funding, which is just, I mean, that would be the wrong place at the wrong time. Particularly right now, there's no question about it, because I think, in fact, my opinion is, if that turned out to be the case, I think that Trump would have to say, I knew about it, and that's why I limited the guy. And if he didn't say that, I don't know. I don't think it would look very good for him. What do you think about
that? Well, I think what I think happened here was this thing, you know, spun out of control very rapidly.
Right.
And there was a huge effort by Peter Daszak from University of North Carolina, or actually from EcoHealth Alliance, the people that were that Fauci's organization funded to do the research, that they were cut out. Now, the reason why they were funding that company was because Congress and the federal government under the Obama administration had outlawed that type of research. So they had a cutout to continue it. And then Anthony Fauci was continuing to argue that gain-of-function research was very important to protect against major, you know, pandemics. Well, apparently, and this we don't know for sure at this point, but this coronavirus more than likely escaped from the lab that was doing gain-of-function research. The gain-of-function research, some of which was funded by Anthony Fauci, was it directly involved with the COVID-19 variant? We don't know. That's not a fact. But what is a fact is he, in congressional testimony, said that he was not funding any gain-of-function research. And that is a lie. And that is actually now a proven lie, and nobody is picking up in the media, which is showing you how corrupt our system is, that people are willing to actually ignore factual information, documents from his organization, from the National Institute of Health, from the CDC, that prove he lied to Congress, and they're willing to ignore that in order to cover up whatever is going on right now with this global issue. And it, to me, it stinks to high heaven. And somebody we have got to stand up, especially as this administration, the Biden regime, continues to push vaccinations that support massive pharmaceutical industries and investments that are not at all taking into consideration natural immunities from people that have already been infected with it, or spending the effort and the time for treatments that are available and reduce the risks. And this, you know, pushing the vaccine and threatening people is absolutely devastating, especially given the facts that, in fact, this may have started throughout the Anthony Fauci's funded research and this entire institution of corruption with pharmaceutical companies.
Well, the only comment I can make is that COVID is going to have a major, major role in the historical events that happened during this particular time. Anything else you want to talk about, Jimmy, when it comes to that includes the media?
Yeah, you know, what's happening right now is a clear sign that there are agendas, political agendas,
yep.
Not policy agendas, but political agendas that are driving media commentators, people that are, you know, on a progressive side that are actually trying to defend and support this administration as they absolutely clamp down on civil liberties. I just saw a clip from Dr. Lena Wynne, former head of the Planned Parenthood, on CNN, saying that people should do not have the right, as far as she knows, to travel freely, that's a privilege, and that not being vaccinated should restrict you from being able to travel. Yeah, you cannot be vaccinated, but no, you can't travel via air or train or public transportation. And you know, this is getting to the point where people are getting absolutely angry. There's still 80 million people in the United States that are not vaccinated. I don't know how they're going to stop 80 million people from traveling, or how they're going to fine major corporations with over 100 employees. This $14,000 per event is what I guess the charge would be if you don't have your employees vaccinated. And then, of course, mandating all federal employees be vaccinated, which is really an attempt, in my view, to purge people that don't believe and don't support this administration's absolutely draconian policy. This is no longer democracy. This is tyranny. This is an edict from a dictator that is telling people how to operate and what they're going to do and what they can do with their lives. And somebody is going to stand up and say stop, and they're going to have to do it pretty quickly, because we're going to be like the Soviet Union pretty soon if we continue down this road of kind of this Marxist ideology with tyranny and tyrannical control.
You know, Jim, we got about 2 minutes left here, actually a little bit less than 2 minutes to wrap up the show. And I guess what I want to say, and if you can give me a 1 minute wrap on what I have to say, I'd appreciate it. The question is, who is the dictator? It sure as hell isn't Biden.
No, you're right. It's not Joe Biden. I'd say Ron Klein, the chief of staff. I would say one of the big players behind the scenes is Susan Rice. She's the political advisor for the Biden administration. She's
yep.
making these calls. I think they're ignorant. I think she's lied to the public before. They're willing to push whatever they want, and they're willing to go against the Constitution, as we talked about in the first segment with Mr. Pacente. This is unbelievable how far they're willing to go without retribution from the voters, and people will push back. So they either think they have control of the voting system, or they are absolutely ignorant because people are tired of this. Even moderate Democrats, even extremists are saying, wait a second, what the heck, man? This is getting a little out of control.
Yeah, it is getting way out of control. The fact of the matter is, we cannot go against the Constitution. That is, the Constitution is the highest law in the land, and we cannot go against the Constitution. I would not ever want that to happen. What an interesting, very, very dynamic time we are all in. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the show. Jim and I enjoyed putting it together. Thanks, Jim.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.